Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I am your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From landmark FDA approvals to FDA rejections, we got a lot to cover today, so let's jump right in. First up, let's take a look at the good news. This week, the FDA approved Akebia Therapeutics Vafseo for treating anemia in adults with chronic kidney disease who have been on dialysis for at least 3 months. Vafseo, an oral daily medication and hypoxia-inducible factor prolyl-hydroxylase inhibitor, stimulates erythropoietin production to manage anemia. This approval makes Vafseo an alternative to injectable treatments, potentially benefiting the 500,000 U.S. adults on dialysis affected by chronic kidney disease-related anemia. Despite the initial rejections due to safety concerns, Akebia persisted, leading to the approval in the United States and 36 other countries. The journey included overcoming FDA concerns, a collaboration with Otsuka Pharmaceutical, and navigating a termination of this agreement after a complete response letter citing material breaches. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Bristol-Myers Squibb Symposia, an S1P modulator, didn't meet the primary endpoints in a phase 3 trial for treating moderate to severe active Crohn's disease, hindering its potential for an additional indication. The Yellowstone clinical trial, involving around 600 patients in each of two 12-week studies, failed to demonstrate clinical remission at week 12 when comparing oral Symposia to a placebo. Symposia operates by binding S1P receptors 1 and 5, inhibiting lymphocyte migration from lymph nodes, which was expected to be effective in Crohn's disease by reducing inflammation in the gut. Acquired in the $74 billion purchase of Celgene in 2019, Symposia had previously been FDA-approved for multiple sclerosis in March 2020 and for ulcerative colitis in May of 2021. Despite these approvals and its potential as a blockbuster treatment, Symposia's sales totaled $434 million in 2023, reflecting its challenges in expanding its market reach. Now, let's talk about the ugly. The FDA has declined approval for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals odronextamab, aimed at treating specific lymphoma types due to concerns over the status of its confirmatory trials. Despite no issues raised regarding the drug's efficacy, safety, or manufacturing, the FDA's complete response letters for follicular lymphoma and diffuse large B-cell lymphoma pointed to the need for further progress in ongoing phase 3 trials. Odronextamab, a bispecific antibody designed to mobilize the immune system against cancer, was submitted for approval on promising phase 1 and 2 studies. Regeneron is proceeding with patient enrollment in these trials and plans to collaborate with the FDA to address the concerns. The European Medicines Agency is also reviewing the drug for similar uses. And that wraps up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and the lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, Senior Editor here at Pharma Manufacturing, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.